Millions of people across Iran took to the streets to mark the International Quds Day. Press TV's Salman Kujuri reports.
The last Friday of the month of Ramadan. Nationwide rallies to mark the International Quds Day. Iranians, like many others around the globe, took to the streets to denounce Israel's atrocities against Palestinians, especially the besieged people of Gaza. Holding up placards and chanting slogans, demonstrators called for the liberation of Jerusalem al-Quds. The protesters also called for an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories.
We are here to voice our solidarity with Palestinians and show that we will never leave them alone. Palestinian children, we love you and we always support you.
The International Quds Day was first designated by the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, back in August 1979.
Well, as you can see behind me, thousands of people from different walks of life are taking part in the demonstrations to mark the International Quds Day, among them religious minorities.
Experts believe the issue of Palestine has gone beyond the boundaries of Islamic countries and is not just a problem of the Islamic world.
Zionism has nothing to do with the teachings of Judaism. Zionism is a political ideology and quite different from Judaism. Therefore, we as Jewish people condemn Zionists.
This is a crucial issue and a central issue on which everyone can be united, mainly the Muslims, but also all others, because the right to worship, the right to respect the place of worship is the fundamental right of the not only the Muslims of a particular religion or who believe in this, but also the right of and the duty of everyone in the world.
Addressing a large gathering, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad described resistance as the only way to end Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands. Meanwhile, referring to the direct talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority in Washington, President Ahmadinejad said that such talks are doomed to failure because they have no basis.
Decades of talks have brought about nothing for Palestinians. Arab nations must learn from the past. Israel is on the brink of collapse and nothing, including U.S. ploys, can save it. Tel Aviv will be brought to justice in international courts.
Though the International Quds Day has a special focus on Palestine, it has become a symbolic day for resistance against any sort of oppression and domineering policies anywhere around the globe. Salman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
The host of Press TV's Remember Palestine, Lauren Booth, is on a visit to Iran. She attended the International Quds rally in Tehran. Booth, who's been also on the trip to the Gaza Strip via the Viva Palestina convoy, tells us about her experiences in Iran and Gaza.
You know, I don't think I'll ever see, I won't be able to go to Mecca, but I will never see a bigger crowd in my life. I was stood on the top of a van at one point, and it stretched for as far as the eye could see. People bringing their children is very interesting. There was a little boy who had made his own banner. There was a picture of Obama praying at the Wailing Wall. That was central to it. So a lot of distrust there, even from youngsters here, about where America's taking the Middle East process, if there is one. And, you know, some very emotional mothers saying, we just want the Palestinian women to know we're with them. What you see when you spend time in Gaza is a man-made catastrophe on the scale of a Hurricane Katrina, week in, week out, every week for 60-odd years. And it's not what can the international community can do, it's when are you going to start doing anything to relieve what's going on there. If you think 2.5 years, nearly 3 years since the massacre of Operation Cast Lead, still no, the majority of, in fact, there's still no been no major rebuilding in Gaza now. So people living on the rubble of their homes, tens of thousands of families still in tents this winter. It's completely unacceptable.